Act 1. No experience necessary. Chapter 1. Silicon and String Bikinis. David Brevik, co-founder, Condor. I knew in high school that I wanted to make games. I knew exactly what I wanted to do with my life. I mean, almost anything else in my life wasn't as important as anything that had to do with games or computers, which kind of hurt me in some ways and helped me in others. David Brevik fell in with the other boys clomping down the stairs to the basement. Gathering around a table, they unloaded pencils, colored dice, some with as many as 20 sides, character sheets describing the brainy and sturdy heroes each youth controlled, and tomes detailing carnivorous demons, magic spells, razor-sharp swords, and axes. One of the boys took his place at the head of the table, shuffled through his papers, and began to speak. With every word, the modern world melted away. The basement, already dimly lit, faded into a dank and moldy dungeon lined with cells bursting with treasure. The laundry detergent, spare batteries, and other knickknacks cluttering the shelves became shrunken heads and magical potions. The dungeon master, the storyteller in charge of moving the band of heroes along their quest, nodded to David. Reaching across the table, David took up a pair of dice, gave them a rattle, and sent them clicking across the table. The roll was a good one, the dungeon master said, and described the huge stone doors of the tomb opening wide. David had homework to do and boxes to pack, but those were earthly concerns. Right now, he had a tomb to plunder. David Brevik. I was a big Dungeons & Dragons fan. My friends and I would stay up many late nights. This is right around the time of Pac-Man, Asteroids. We'd play those games, or we'd play D&D. That's pretty much all we'd do. We'd paint lead figures and stuff like that. I have fond memories of those times. Born on February 14, 1968 in Madison, Wisconsin, David Brevik spent as much time in fictional worlds as possible.